If somebody's Megayer, you're going to tell them you have to keep the mitzvahs, but if you have leftover meat from when you were a guy, you can still finish it. And it's a chenad. That wasn't Hail of history. That was the
married
his
sister.
Yeah, but no, we're not saying Hail of history that once you have a het to eat Nevele, you can eat new Nevele. Hail of history is only on leftovers. You have leftovers.
Had a wife before, and then you had to drop her now. No,
so you also have history. So obviously, we don't say Hail of history all the time. Sounds like at least La Halacha was saying Hail of history was something that's meant to make her adin, and it's a Chumrah. So we have these two cases. There's a Chubas Nai Deb Yehuda on Hoyel V'Ishtri. It was a case of someone who moved Taka from a city where they makel on Chemas Akum. On butter is not also Mekar Adin. Milk is a din of Cholav Akum, and cheese is a din of Gvinas Akum. Chemas Akum, the Shulchan Aruch says, they're two minhagim. It's Mekar Adin, you can't make butter out of treif of milk. So Mekar Adin, Chemas Akum is mutter, but Yesh Mekayim is Datam Achmer. So Rabbi Yehuda has a tshuva about somebody who traveled from a place where they make along Chemes Akum to a place where they're mashmir, and he brought along some butter. He had a sandwich that he took along. So the question is, are you allowed to eat the sandwich in the second city? Should we say Hal Vishtri? So the tshuva says one Rav was Mekel, one Rav was mashmir, and they decided they're going to ask Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda Tinyana, Yeridaya, tshuva Samach Dalit. So, the Yehuda is matmiya on this whole discussion. He says, you think if someone becomes a nazir, he could drink the leftover wine from his last meal? He says, Losha Bitmiya. But Taka, the whole thing sounds strange, the whole Hail Vishtu. Okay, it'll be the same, I guess, the same thing. And that's the case of the Rosh. I told you yesterday, the Gemara has a Shaiva Bas and the Chira. They left over meat, they brought into Eretz Yisrael. The Rosh says, the Gemara says, if it's an Afkamino Didan, if someone makes a neder not to eat something from a certain time, and he has food left over from right before that time. So we would never think to be Mekel. So Nebbi Yehuda is Taka Matmiya, but like I said, the Prima Gadim says it by things that are Mutam have some Merubah, and the Shach says it by Pas Palter. So maybe that's taken again, that things that are chumris will make them, and things that are kedem will not make them. What? The whole chumris is a chumris. See, the Rosh doesn't say if you make a neder. Now, let's say somebody says, now I make a neder, I'm never going to eat till now. I'm going to on the head, now I'm done. So, a Kabbalah has been a neder. The Rosh is talking about neder. So the Rosh's case is, someone's makabel on himself, they're starting from, his mom ploying me, I'm not going to eat so-and-so. So then he declares, if you have leftovers on the day before his mom ploying me. But if someone stands here today, he says, from now on, I'm not eating, so it's included in his words, there's not any leftovers either. The shy of leftovers is only where it wasn't included in the words of his man. He said, I'm going to start a Kabbalah on next Sunday. Then the question is, if leftovers, which he excluded from his neder, are included if they're left over. Anyway, Nabi Huda rejects it. Apisvara, he says, it's a suffix if we pass like this Rosh, Umar itself says Teiku is a suffix on the whole of the Ishtari. These are the three Marmakaimis I found last night. Ramosha, I don't know. I don't know all the English Moshas. The place to look, they have all these liquid svarim in the 9 days. On this heter of leftovers from Shabbos Chazayin, which I don't know if anybody's made, well, I mean, they'd also rely on the chidah for everything. So, maybe they are made. The Shaitai Shai Tshuva brings it. So, the Rosh says Nafkaminal in the Darim, but then he says the Safi Derais is his machmer. But it'd be a Dramon, it'd be Mekel. Then Darim is Takamach.
Well,
the Shach is telling us something changed. There was no baker, and now a baker moved in. So the Shach is telling us that circumstances changed. Prima Gadim, I don't know. He says the tzarche Shabbos, it was left over. So there it is his man. But he doesn't say that for tzarche Shabbos. He says
it's just.
Yeah, for sure. That. Yeah, so it must be on a. It seems it's on a chayfitz. A chayfitz that was ishtari.
So he doesn't eat
Pat,
he only eats
Pat Pitro. So these leftovers. Should be the same thing? Everybody has leftover Cheerios in their house. Well, it's called leftovers. You buy a big package and you eat half of it. I guess it's called leftovers. Maramokamanilach. You know, these are all Maramokainas. All right, let's learn the last piece of Gemara. Focus with me. We'll try to understand the last. We last thing we learned was the raya from our Mishnah, Mishnisna Mideka, Shema Midah. Umayshna Erva, six lines from the bottom. Umayshna Erva, the light Tzricha Kara. Dana say the Chalais say Shesh Bekaris. I don't need a pasuk to say you can't be Miyabim your daughter or any Erva, because it's a Svara. Tzara Nani, like to buy a Kram, Shane the Chalais say Shesh Bekaris. So there is a tzara, I need a pasuk. For that, I have the pasuk litzrar. Tells you when there's a tzara. But why do I need a leha? To tell me that b'makam yibum it's asr? Of course, once I know there's an issa tzara, of course it's asr b'makam yibum. I'm a leher v'achem rei b'bar b'bi mar. L'ravina, chikam rei b'shmei d'rava. Tzara nami lo yitzokra. You take it, I don't need a pasuk for tzara. So a whole kasha, why do I need a leha? A leha for yitzokra. If it just said litzvar, I'd say it's tzara is asa forever. So it says aleha, what's aleha? A hekesh to yibum. Now we're talking here, b'makam yibum, you're not allowed to marry a tzara. Mashenke, shalai b'makam yibum, you're allowed to marry your daughter's tzara, your erva's tzara. B'makam mitzvah by tama, mishitzar shalai b'makam mitzvah by tama, amakra aleha, b'makam aleha, in the case of yibum, it says aleha by yibum, who does see, that's when it's asa. But stam, you want to marry your daughter's tzara, that's no problem. So we're ending up, or at least this point, we're coming to a conclusion that the aleha, which we're asking for the five blats, what do you need aleha for? It's coming for a diuk. Why don't I say the same thing about an erva? You're saying a tzara is only asa b'makam mitzvah. No chiddush. Maybe the Torah only asked an araya is in a case of a mitzvah, in the case of imam. But shloim makam imam, maybe there's no iser arayas. A brand new idea. Aleha is a hekish that arayas are only aser b'makam mitzvah. The Gemara says you can't say that. Lav kavachaymahu. B'makam mitzvah asir shloim makam tasharia. It's going to be more chamor b'makam mitzvah than shloim b'makam mitzvah. I'm alay. What do you mean? Sarah techiach. That's what you're saying about Sarah. The makam mitzvah asirish, like makam mitzvah sha'ariyah. He's saying that about a tzara. That a tzara, but makam mitzvah is mutish, like makam mitzvah is asir. So say the same thing about an erva gufe. Amalei, alecha makra bichayeha. Kol she bichayeha. That bichayeha tells you that the iser erva is kol she bichayeha. Anytime, whether it's the makam mitzvah or shalai makam mitzvah, the erva is always asir. So what are we ending up? Aleha comes to tzara still, like we said at the top of the page. And an erva we know from Bechayeha. Frankly, Amar HaBechayeha Mebayu Leivulut Elach HaNisa. I need Bechayeha to tell you you're allowed to marry her. You're allowed to marry your wife's sister. After the wife dies, you're allowed to marry the sister. Who? Maybe Yishal HaChaysa Nafka. Imi Yishal HaChaysa HaVamin Hizgar Shasharia. Tamalein Bechayeha. Kol She Bechayeha. So I still need Bechayeha. So I do need b'chayeha. So the original kasha comes back. How do you know an erva is aser shloi b'makam mitzvah? It's mashva in a case where there's only one iser, not two. Okay, it's b'makam mitzvah when you have two shteya masuras. The erva and the tzara both are aser. Shloim b'makam mitzvah, where there's only one, there's only the tzara. He asura tzarasa muteris. The erva is aser, and the tzara that we already know is muter. So memela, I have one pasuk that says the lashon two, shalachais lesitach litzrar, and a pasuk that says one person, which is lagalis erbasa. Maybe say the opposite. But Makom Mitzvah Asura of Itzarasim Muteresh, even Makom Mitzvah Shteim Asuris. Maybe I should say I have one pasuk that they're both asur, one pasuk that one's asur. Pasuk the two of them is asur, Shleimah Makom Mitzvah. Maybe B'Makom Mitzvah the Tzara is Mutter. Now for the Gemara, came Lo Yemer Aleha, the Hekesh of Aleha comes for that. Amalei Rashi Rav Kahana, Mamayday Aleha Li Surah, Dim Aleha Teira. Maybe it comes to teach us a Heter. Bach Karma Rachmana. Isha Lachais Lohizikak Litzra, Lohi Balei Tzarasa, Shalai B'Makim Aleha. Not in the case of Yim, B'Makim Aleha Shtei Mutaris. But maybe in case of Yim, they're both Mutter. If the Gemara came with Galis Erva, the Chada Hecha Mishkachas La, then what is he in this Erva? Even Mokim Mitzvah Shtei Mutaris, Yishloi Mitzvah Shtei Masuris. So there must be a case where the Tzara is different than the Erva, and that is Yishloi B'Mokim Mitzvah. So at the end of the five blat, we don't Taka, don't need Aleha for it to tell you that there's an Issa Yibam. It's Issa Yibam anyway. And I say, Dechal Asay Shesh Bekharis. So we made a mistake. This whole five blat, we made a mistake. We shouldn't have talked about Asay Dechal Asay. Because Aleha, I takadoni, taka say, and I say, is takadoni, say, sheshbe karas. Aleha didn't come for that. Aleha came for something totally different. But since we already had the discussion, we already know all the rules. But it turns out, Aleha, taka, I don't need it. I don't need it for say, dechalai, say, sheshbe karas, because say, it's not dechalai, sheshbe karas, it's pshita. That's the Gemara's maska. So we finished the sugya of say, dechalai, say, at least for first learning of the sugya. I would like, when you finish the sugya, you talk to someone who finished the sugya, to ask you the following question. Before Pesach, I always try to anticipate Shailas. So I'm afraid for the last couple of years that somebody's going to call me with the following Shaila. That he was flying for Pesach from point A to point B. He was coming from LA to New York. It's Erev Pesach, and he was diverted to Oklahoma. Oklahoma's between New York and LA, I assume. So he diverted to some far-flung town, and he landed, and now he has to get ready for Pesach, and there's no Pesach stores in any cities in Oklahoma. Whatever city there is in Oklahoma, there's no Pesach stores. What can you buy? It's a nice shout to be prepared for, no? What are you allowed to buy without a Pesach hechsher? And you know, like, I don't know if they have Empire Chicken there in the stores where you can cook it. Anyway, so I'll ask you a shaila. I don't know if it's no good for such a person, but thinking along those lines. Let's say you have a person who's stuck. It's Pesach, he's in the middle of nowhere. He needs matzah. The local ShopRite has matzah, but it's Pesach, he can't buy. Could he, let's say he's able to, is he allowed to steal the matzah to be Mekayim Mitzvah's matzah? I say that Chalois, I say. No? It's a mitzvah, I say, to eat matzah. Stealing is a lois, I say. So, L'chaira, what do you say? Oh, so right away, I knew you were going to ask me, it's not the idna. So, Baruch had to leave, so he excuse me, there's not going to be here today. I told him, and asked this kasha, are you allowed to steal? Because you need matzah. So he says, it's not being there. It's not the same time. It's what the answer is. The Ran said that you're allowed to go into Beis. If you say Dechalesa, you're allowed to go into Beis HaKvaris. It's a Hechsha mitzvah that you need for the mitzvah.
Yeah, but maybe you're going to say, then you're not going to eat it.
So what? Well, he will eat it. What do you mean? You can tell me he has to steal more than a kazayis. It's the box is a pound. So what's that to steal the pound? That was like the Chazan Shashir. It's a pound. Oh, the grub. It's one nice gazelle. Is it the bigger nice gazelle to steal $1 million than to steal $1? Same affair, no? No? So it's the same affair. It's the same affair. It's on the Haitian. It's just a bigger piece that you return. What?
Steal on Pesach?
Yeah, to steal on Pesach. He wants to go in and steal some mass. He should be able to
make
payments.
No, it's
Yidno. Open the box and ShopRite need it. I say, but it has to be with CPTS Mitzrayim. If that's halachu required to eat it there, I guess he would eat it there.
What about
Mitzvah Ba'Avera? Good question. So mitzvah ba'aveira, we know if you steal a lulav, it's mitzvah ba'aveira. But that's only if it's an aveira. If the psak is a say devil is a say, then it's not an aveira. You should be allowed to do it. Still, but you don't have schar for the mitzvah. No. Mitzvah ba'aveira is no kia. Somebody takes a lulav ha'gazel, there's no kia mitzvah. You weren't. In which case, when you steal it?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean by no? It's not so posh as what you're saying. You mean it should be in between, not a bittul and not a kiyum. You're not just chiruch that says something like that, but it's not so simple to say that. What? It'll be lachem. You steal it. Steal it. So what you have to do is get someone else to steal it and buy it. So you have to have two yidden. One steals it, and the other one takes it from him. You break it. You shinui on the matzah. Well, like the Gemara says by the Avankari, let one person steal it and give it to the other person, and then he'll steal it and give it to him. What? Lulav and Esek also. Maybe Lulav HaGozel is only possible if you have a kosher Lulav. So you don't need. That's the kind of shnei. But maybe if it's the only Lulav. Maybe. So I know two Maramakaimis for this. I was looking for a third. Some cipher in Kovitz Chuvas, at the end of Chuvas Zion, has a small few lines on this. And Reb Shimon, the first Kedusha Reb Shimon on the Darim, Simon Aleph. I don't know why it's not Yevamis, but it's in the Darim Simin Aleph, which I could not find in the shelf downstairs. But both of them talk about it. The Chasam Sefer just says that, it's very brief, he says, by a say of Ben Adam Lamakim is not Daicha Olais a say of Ben Adam Lachaveirai, it's a Pashta Svara, he says. Saying Tzarech Lefonim, it doesn't need the explanation, it's Pashit. Why is it so Pashit? Why is it so Pashit? I don't know. What? But if you're allowed to do it, you don't need tshuva. He brings a shtukal right. He says, "Kamay, like we find that matzal atzmai b'mam chaveiroi chayev l'shalom. If somebody's coming to kill, if Reuven's coming to kill Shimon, so Shimon saves himself by being mazik someone, by breaking into someone's car and driving it away." So matzah amam chaveira tzarich l'shalom. So I don't know why that's exactly a raya. There's some cipher. He says it's a raya. What?
The only
raya
is the
You only have to pay because it's aser. Yeah, the first of baruch pei brings of chayim. See if there's some cipher. Man, I don't know. The Reb Shimon explains it a little more. He says asay decholois asay because the lav is misakin the asay. The asay is misakin the lav. Let's say somebody puts on klayim. There's an avla, you put on klayim. So there's a tikkun to that avla, the fact that they are tzitzis. The tzitzis is misakin. It sounds like he's talking about a point system. Asay the chalaisa says the asay is worth more than the lav. So the asay fixes the loisa say. You're wearing klayim, which is a negative, but you're wearing it with tzitzis, which is a positive, so the positive outweighs the negative. He says, that's when the matara of the asay and the matara, the purpose of both, is identical. But where the matara of the asay is being adam mamakim, is for yourself. He doesn't say mamakim, he says where the asay is for yourself. And the life asay is to protect someone else. So you're not misakin the other person's protection because you get a mitzvah. Not misakin his protection, because you got a mitzvah. So maybe he says it's you don't say asay dechalais to say, because there the asay is not misakin the chesaron of the lav. That's Rav Shimon's explanation of why stealing to eat matzah it doesn't work, because eating it is not a misakin. In the chedusha of Shmuel, he brings Rav Shimon as his rabbi. So he brings that. I have to step back. First, Rav Shimon says that this answers the Rabbi Kiva Eger's Akasha. The Gemara Ksubis on Veloisi Elisha, the mitzvah haseh, if someone's mezana with somebody, that he shouldn't, that he should marry her. If she's an erva, you know, I marry her. If she's a lav, we should say haseh deich alay, haseh v'loy si elisha should be deich alav, and let's say a kain is ma'anis a grusha. So v'loy si elisha, you should marry her. Haseh should be deich alay, haseh. So the Gemara says, but for her it's not an haseh. For him, I say that Elias says, but for her, it's not an essay. So Rabbi Kivegar asks, what happens if she's a ketana? She's a ketana. She's not mitzvah. So if someone is ma'anis, if a kohen is ma'anis a grusha, ketana, he should be allowed to marry her. I say that Elias says. That's Rabbi Kivegar's cash. So Shmuel says that light Rabbi Shimon's Yisayit is good. Why? By a cotton, giving a cotton an aveira is a lav of leisachilum. There's a lav in the Torah, you're not allowed to give biyadayim an iser to a cotton. Even leigelachilach. But to give biyadayim, you're not allowed to give. So what are you going to ask? Da say, of leisi elisha should daicha leisachilum. He says, so Shimon says, no. Leisachilum, the matorah of leisachilum is to protect the cotton. The matorah of leisi elisha is a mitzvah for him. So his mitzvah is not misnaken the lois achilu. So it's the second place, it's a stealing matzah, lois achilu, that says not daicha. And Shmuel adds, Shmuel stretches it. The Gemara says that a irani dachas that has one mezuzah, you don't burn. If a irani dachas has one mezuzah, you don't burn it, because you have to burn the whole of the city. So lying, not lying, alive, you don't burn mezuzahs, lois hasen kein l'shem l'kesen. So, if it was, a hearing dash has one mezuzah in it, or one tefillin in it, you don't burn. So Rabbi Kivegar again asks a kasha. Kivegar asks, "Asay dechalay saseh? Burning your nidach is a mitzvah saseh. Destroying a mezuzah is a lay saseh. Lay saseh kein l'shem l'keicha. So why don't we say, asay dechalay saseh? Kivegar lay sheh. Sanhedrin. It's a good kasha. So here, Reb Shmuel stretches the teretz of Reb Shimon also a little more. He says, Reb Shimon said that when it's been on the chaveray, if the lav is to protect the human being, so my assay can't fix the protection for him. Reb Shmuel says, why don't we say the same thing? If the lav is to protect the mezuzahs. Like Sazik HaShem Lachem is a lav to protect mezuzahs and tefillin. So my tikkun assay doesn't help for the Easter of Laisas and Kanashem. Okay. That's what he says. Anyway, so you like the Teretz. So what's the aside? However you want to phrase it, the aside is that an asay can't be daicha alav to be mazik someone else. And that's the aside, which we could, I guess we could understand. What?
It's a guy who wants it.
It's funny. They bring a tshuva. There's a tshuva in the Chalkas Yayav. Chalkas Yayav was a generation ago. It was lived through war. Seif Simchav Zayin, I think it is. So he says that if you're stuck, you have no matzah, and the only way to get matzah is to steal from a guy. He says it's mutter. Because Gezel Akum is not Osir to protect the Akum. There's no Ben Adam Lachaveir in Mitzvah on a guy. The Klal is, Ben Adam Lachaveir doesn't apply to Gayim, unless there's a Reboy. He says that the Reboy to Asa Gezel Akum, the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, is to protect the Nefesh HaYisraeli that you shouldn't be stealing. The Matorah of Gezel Akum is not to protect the guy. It's to protect the Yid. He shouldn't be a Ganav. He shouldn't be someone who steals. He says the fees there, you have to do it echelosha. But he says that that asay daichalaisa say if you have no matzah you'll ask steal from a guy. I'm not telling you to go do it. Chalili shouldn't be stuck in such a situation. But he says to steal from the yid, so you have the chasifah's idea. He didn't see Reb Shimon, he saw some chasifah. So you have some chasifah's idea. You know, I'll steal matzah for her. for to mekayim a mitzvah saseh. But from a guy, even if he holds a mitzvah Torah, gets lakam deraisa, but I say that's a lisa say. So he says you'd be allowed to. It's all, it's a nice idea. I think anybody who learned to say defilas to say didn't bump into this, you can throw them off by asking them this kasha about stealing. Intuitively, everyone says, you know, I'll steal to eat matzah. No, I'll steal to do assay. But why? What? Again, you get around lechem rishini maisa, rishini rishus, there are ways. Ways of getting around the lechem.
So steal money to get
the tzedakah. Steal money to get the you the both
right? No.
In the kasha. Or steal from a guy to give to tzedakah. I mean, if you hold a mitzvah kiyumis, that you say, say techalaisa, say it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Matzah is a little better. Matzah is a kiyumis. All right. This whole thing doesn't stim so well with the Chazainish in Amunah B'tochen. Chazainish has a philosophical idea. He says there's really no such thing as ben al chaver ben al mamakim. It's an expression. Rishonim used it. Does the Gemara ever use lashon ben al chaver ben al mamakim? I don't think so. And he was lashon Rishonim, but the Rishonim use it to explain to make categories. Chazainish writes there's really no such thing as ben al chaver ben al mamakim. Says every ben al chaver, if you're ever an avera, you mazik kol klal Yisrael. One yid is an avera, it's mazik everybody. He says the reverse. Ben ol machaveiroi. What's the ben ol machaveiroi? Why am I not allowed to steal from my friend? Because the Rebbe Shlom said don't steal it. Because the Rebbe Shlom said don't steal. That's why I'm not allowed to steal. Why am I not allowed to steal? Because of my friend? No. Because the Rebbe Shlom told me not to steal. The Rebbe Shlom didn't tell me not to steal. So I do be no avera in stealing. So Chazainish doesn't like. Now it's true. The Ramban says the first of the two luchos was ben ol chaveiroi, was ben ol mamakim. It's a category. It's endless. Chazainish doesn't argue their own pan, I think. V'achtoreicha kameicha is the Rebbeinu Shalom telling you that if you want to serve me, love your neighbor like yourself. That's why Chazainish looks at it. Doesn't stim well with this whole shimon is a svara. The whole subject is a svara. It's not makafu. It's a svara. So the svara doesn't seem to fit well with the idea of the Chazainish, and maybe that is something of a hazmat. There's also a whole discussion, we're finished already, but about matzah being daicha chadash, or tevel. A tevel is a leisei sheish by misa bidei shemayim, which I say is not daicha. But there should be daicha chadash, is a big discussion. When Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, it was the first night of Pesach. It was 4 days earlier, and it says, Ve'yaychlu. It says Mimacharas, they ate from the Tvua in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says Mimacharas, but the day before they didn't eat because it was Chadash. And Chadash you can't eat. So how they get matzah? So the Gemara has a cheshbon how they got matzah, but they didn't eat matzah of Chadash. So Kashis will say definitely so. Say for matzah, you should be allowed to eat Chadash. All right. So for that, when the Novishir gets to that part, it'll be next year. I'll say I'll give a shir. The people there can think I'm giving a shir for them. It won't be for them, it'll be for me. Give me an opportunity to chazer. I'll speak out the whole bi'idnei. Because I think Tosfos says it's not bi'idnei. When you eat matzah of chadash, when you eat chati shir, you're over the avera. You don't have a mitzvah to eat the whole shir. So it's not bi'idnei. You be over the avera, it's not the mitzvah. Do it the brisk way, swallow it all in the shack. No. It's not the brisk way, Mishnah Berurah's way. Mishnah Berurah's way, swallow it. Taka, you're right. So from Tosfos Mashi, you have to eat all in one shack. Okay. What? You're right. Anyway, this is all I say to Chalais. I say, I hope you'll have good memories of Asay to Chalais. I say, Sunday, I'd like to give a Chazar Shir on these Yanin. Monday, I think, is the last day. So Monday I hope to give on Yom Pesach, I got a mixture of them, and the Bekiyas we'll learn today, and hopefully Monday again and we'll finish.